Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. Rolli Masechet Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Be'ezei mitzvahs ase yishevanida shechayevin aleha. In the end of the previous Mishnah, we said that the case in the previous Mishnah was an example of a mitzvahs ase that takes place in the Mesa Migdash, that if based in improperly taught a heter in it, even though it's an iser kares, there is no par helam davar shel tzibor if rov of Klal Yisrael were over that avera, according to Beis Din's teaching. Because it's not the case of chatas kavua. That's what the Rav did not bring that down. We saw from other Farshim, and they explained that the hemshech of this Mishnah now is comparing that what's the case in Nida. Why are we mentioning Nida? But a case in Nida where also there's no parallel that we should see. And the reason we're going next to the topic of Nida is because in Horios, which is a mesachta basically dedicated to the idea of parallel that we should see, Nida is the next topic that contrasts with Tumas Migdash with Kadoshos. So the Chor, that's what we're taught. That's why we're going to Nida now. So it says Mishnah Dalet, Be'ezui mitzvahs ase sheva Nida. What is a mitzvahs ase in the context of Hilchos Nida, shechayv and aleha, that they do bring a par helm davar shel tzibor? Hayim mishamish ima tohar. A person was being together with a tohar woman. So amira lo. And then at that point, she says to him, Nitmesi, I've nez, just now, in the middle of us being together, I've become tamek. U'pirash miyat. And then, he separates immediately. Now we'll see why that's an issue if he separates from him immediately. Chayev. He's chayev nishin. Siyosa hana lo kibi osu. Because his exiting is just as much of a hana to him as his entering. So what is going on here? Sister Rav. The Ezra Mrs. Ase Shebenida should domelo shemigdash. Something that is similar to the case of Tuma going to the base of Migdash. She irlo a Tuma. That the Tuma happened to him. Misheba beheter. After he went to the situation totally beheter. Like a person going to the base of Migdash, Lidei Kemisa, right? He went into entering it, Im Shagbu Basin. I should read that again, right? Mishaba Beheter Lidei Kemisa. He went in with Heter entering in. Im Shagbu Basin, Barazu. If Basin made a mistake in teaching that, Chayav Nalea Par Helam Davar. So again, in previous case, if Basin taught, you can go out through the longer exit, that was our case, there is no Par Helam Davar Shit Sibor. So what's the case in Nida, where also you went in through Heter and then the Tumah happened in the middle of the situation, but you are a chayav on it. Cases, I am a shamish ima tohara. She nichnas behetur. He went in with total permission. So amr lo nitmesi ashel. And then she says to him, I just became tummy. Upirash miyat, the koshia aver. He separated while still erect. Chayav. He's chayav on that. Ella, what must he do? Yamod velo disha. He should stay still without any movements. Ad shi yamos aver, until he is not erect anymore. He dies down. The yifrosh, I should say, below koshi. And then he should separate from her, where he's already limp. Yeah, v'zeo ha'ase shebanida. That's the case of ase shebanida, meaning the ase that one is violent, the aver one violates about nida, the mitzvah's ase. Yeah. And this would be, he'd be over that mitzvah's ase if he would immediately exit, because as the Mishnah finishes, that's just as much of a hana. It's much getting hana from the Isra hana of Nida as it is when he enters. So he has to wait until the pleasurable situation is gone, meaning that he dies down, and then he can exit. But again, if this one is based in taught wrong, they said you could immediately exit, there would be a chiyuv, a far ham davar shel tzibor. That's the contrast of the previous Mishnah. Says Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheritz b'ne'el amimenu. He quotes the pasuk that has to do with this, the full pasuk. We're going to see quoted already in the Rav, yeah. But the pasuk starts mentioning the tumah of sherets. Sherets are the various animals that cause a certain type of tumah, very chomer type of tumah, and that's also in a context here in this pasuk of the tumah could be hidden. So says Rabbi Eliezer over here, al helim sherets chayev. A person is chayev in this whole parsha, chayev a korban olah v'yored, like we spoke about, on forgetting about the tumah of sherets, having a D in the beginning, a D in the sof, and a helam in the middle, you can bring a korban olah v'yored. Veinu chayav helam mikdash. He darshins against what we learned in all the previous Mishnayos. There is no case of helam mikdash. I want to say the case the Torah refers to is only a case of helam sherets, not helam mikdash. V'kiva omer no, v'nalei menu v'tame. Says, the pasuk says, whatever it is hidden from him, and he is tame. Al helam tumah chayav. You're chayiv only on a case, Rabbi Akiva says, on the tumah itself being hidden. Ve'enu chayiv al helam mikdash. And also not chayiv al helam mikdash. So see, Rabbi Akiva is coming to the same conclusion, really, really even a more narrow conclusion. Rabbi Eliezer at least has helam sheretz Yeah, not Helam Migdash. Rabbi Akiva doesn't even have Helam Migdash. Yeah, he doesn't have that, and he also Simon doesn't have Helam Sheretz. I'm like, just only Helam Tuma. So that's we'll see from the Rav. Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says Vanelam Vanelam. Shtei Pa Amin L'Chay Val Helam Tuma Val Helam Migdash. Shmuel has a limbo because there's shav of two times the word Vanelam appears to relate Helam Tuma and Helam Migdash. Yechay on both the Korban Olav Yorit. So let's see what happens over here in the Rav. The pasuk says, "Oh, benivlas sheretz tamei." A person touches various tamei things. As he touched the carcass of a tamei sheretz, benelam imanu, and then it was hid from him. That's a whole extra parsha, whole extra pasuk. Because earlier it already says over there, "O nefesh ashidiga b'chol davar tamei." A person that will touch anything tamei. The sheretz b'chol davar tamei, who sheretz obviously is included in that categorization of a davar tamei. This is to teach you, rather, she'im yeda she'nitma vadai, if a person knew that he for sure became tamei, ve'eino yodea im b'sheretz im b'nevela. He has no idea, though, what the item was. Was it a sheretz? Was it a nevela? Eino chayv korban im ochal kodesh ad she'tielo yedia b'tchilo. He won't have to bring a korban olav yoreit if he ate kodesh while tamei from one of these things. Again, he doesn't know what it was. Until he has a full yedia b'tchilo im b'sheretz nitma o b'nevela nitma. If it was a sheretz or an avail. So that's what's a little bit different than we read the Mishnah, the plain meaning. It seems the Rav's understanding that the way to read the Mishnah is v'sheretz nela mimenu, you have to have helam sheretz, meaning to say you have to know what you are hidden from. Yeah? V'enu chai v'helam mikdash then, I'm not sure how the Rav translates that last line in the words of Rabbi Eliezer. What does it mean you're not chai on helam mikdash? Yeah? I guess that means to say, maybe we'd understand with the concept of the Rav, that if all you know was you were tamei from something, and then the thing that's, you still know that, but you don't know what, and then what's hidden from you is Helam Mikdash, that's not good enough. You need to actually know what the item is. Rabbi Akiva Savar, the Kiva and the Yada, Vada Ishinitama. Rabbi Akiva saying back, the being that you know for sure you are tamei, Afagav Delo is Berirale, even though it's not clear to him, Hatuma. Shinitma, the tumah that made him tummy, in b'sheretz m'nevela chayv. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva make more sense. Rabbi Akiva, as I thought when I read the Mishnah, was going more narrow than Rabbi Eliezer. No, he's broadening it. As long as you know you're tummy from some sort of source, and that's what's nelam from you, then you're also bringing korma olav yorit. Again, Rabbi Eliezer requires to know the actual source of it in order to be able to bring a korma olav yorit. V'chivayu patri al helam mikdash. Both of them, though, are patring on the case of helam mikdash. And again, what I'm understanding is that means if that's all you have the helam from. Maybe we can understand differently, I'm not sure. It seems to be, over here they bring in the notes, the discussion in the Gemara, exactly what it means, that they're pottering in a helam mikdash. But Rabbi Yishmael says, the Rabbi Yishmael mechayev in helam mikdash, v'alach Rabbi Yishmael, alach is like Rabbi Yishmael. If it's simple reading the mikdash, that would be in line with all the previous shnayas we read. Helam mikdash is certainly a quote. That certainly the basic case that we had. So the halach is like Rabbi Shmuel. It seems that they taka pater on Helam Mikdash entirely. It seems to be the simple reading according to the Rav is how you read that. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.